This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Combine continues out in Indianapolis, and but the big stuff, for at least for our purposes, is done. The teams have spoken, and Eric DeCosta and John Harbaugh spoke on Tuesday, and Eric, as usual, started to bemoan the way they're always tight against the cap. Even with the cap going up, they can only do certain things, and with that, I'll give the floor to Jason.
Ben, could you give me the Misfits, please?
I got something to say!
On Inside.
We always strive to keep it real around here. So, in light of the latest round of grousing and grumbling about a salary cap that is completely malleable and flexible, and one in which, if you're willing to spend, you can manipulate in a bunch of different ways, I do find it quite interesting. Yet again, we're not even into the start of the new year yet. We are at a point in time where teams are messaging or have the opportunity to message to their fan bases about how committed they are, about how they're willing to go over the top and at least sell the idea that maybe they'll do some things differently this time around, or that they've learned from some past instances where they came up just short. Instead, Eric DeCosta is using it as an opportunity to tamp down expectations, to hide behind the salary cap, to let you know that his owner, who he loves so much, is really, really trying to win here. And boy, if it wasn't for this dastardly salary cap or some of these rules, well, we'd win every year because we're so damn committed. But hey, guys, we do great at finding $1 million free agents and be happy with that. We'll let all these other silly teams, the ones that win Super Bowls lately, go ahead and spend all that money on outside players. We don't need to do too much of that, and we already spend as much as we possibly could. That's what they try to tell you. Well, guess who was 27th in the NFL in actual dollars spent on payroll last year? Your Baltimore Ravens. That's 27th. Out of 32. I'm sorry, that's 2024. 27th out of 32. Last year, they were 13th. The Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Start over. Yes, last year, the Baltimore Ravens were 27th in dollars spent on payroll. They project to be 13th this coming year. Maybe higher, maybe not, depending on who spends what and depending on what extensions they did. But in dollars spent on payroll last year, the Ravens were 27th. The Philadelphia Eagles, who I think they won it all. Remind me, am I wrong about that?
They won it all.
They spent $65 million more than Silent Steve Bisciotti last year. $65 million more. Yet you don't really hear them complaining and crying about the salary cap the way the Baltimore Ravens do. And I would just let you know that Eric DeCosta's boss, he was second in the NFL in spending in 2023. That was the year Lamar's money kicked in, and they paid him more than they would have had to 2 years ago.
Yeah,
if they just went ahead and did the right thing then.
And they
like
gave Odell
the
Beckham.
The Buffalo Bills did and others.
And they gave Odell Beckham $17 million.
So they were second. In 2022, they were 21st. In 2021, they were 11th. In 2020, they were 16th. In 2019, they were 17th in spending. In 2018, they were dead last, 32nd. In 2017, they were 23rd. So here's the reality about the Baltimore Ravens and Eric DeCosta. Okay? Since 2017, five times they've been in the bottom 20 in the NFL in spending. And once, Lamar's get paid year, they've been in the top 10. Yet they have the temerity to cry about a salary cap and to cry about we're so smart for our own good and we've got all these first world problems. We can't pay everybody. No, you could. You choose not to. Last year, the Philadelphia Eagles had five players who made $21 million or more. The Ravens had two. Any wiggle room there? Couldn't have added somebody at the deadline?
They tried, Jason.
Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles had nine players make $15 million or more. The Ravens had three. So these are facts. If you don't believe me, just go to Spotrac.com. This is not funny money. This isn't proprietary stuff. Go to, what's the other one? Over the cap. It's all available. Don't get caught up in the shell game they want you to play, which is salary cap. Go click on payroll. Go click on cash spend and do the math yourself. We were having a similar discussion earlier in the week, and it came up. I think it was Gigi, and we started talking about different rankings, and Steve's is all in as everybody, and we're listening to Costa.
Yesterday.
So I did a little list of
I gave you an assignment.
Yeah, we had the report card coming out of the grades or whatever, and the players love Steve.
They do.
You know, because the facility's great and all that.
They think he's committed to winning.
Well, these are the teams that I think have owners that are more committed to winning than Steve Bisciotti in terms of how they fasten their rosters, how they're willing to take on payroll, how quickly they are to extend their own players. Philadelphia Eagles, certainly more committed than the Baltimore Ravens. They spent $65 million than them last year.
Yeah, Howie's very aggressive.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
Does anybody want to argue that? Do you want to have that argument?
Is there an argument?
No. Buffalo Bills?
Who
went out and got Diggs? Who's been willing to make the commitment? We can argue whether they overpaid Von Miller. They went and did that at a time when these guys are playing around with Justin Houston.
To be fair, they got gutted last year.
They keep their own. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You go find me a year where they're 21st or lower five times out of 8 years in spending. You got your thing right there.
You got your thing, Bum.
You got your computer right there. San Francisco, they've kept a lot of people. They're going to pay Purdy. They gave Garoppolo a big-time contract. They outspend Steve Bisciotti pretty much every year. I don't like Jed York. I got a lot of issues with him. I think he's a little bit of a turd. Wow. But, like, they've spent money. They've gone for it there. Who went and got Chase Young and took that on at the deadline?
Yeah. Yeah, the medical reject. Hey, you don't – Jed York's a billionaire, so by definition you don't like him.
Correct.
Yes. Just want to clarify.
Cleveland, we can say about how misguided he is. He spent $300 million or more like three straight years.
Like a moron, though. How many wins he got to show for it?
But was he going for it?
He's taking swings.
I don't know what he's going for.
Was he all in? Was he committed?
He should be committed.
Did they have Myles Garrett and still get Za'Darius Smith?
Are you saying there's a world?
Did they keep their own guys?
Time out. Are you saying there's a world where you think that Haslam's a more committed to winning owner than Steve Bisciotti?
I think we're living in that world.
I don't.
If Steve Bisciotti allowed his football people to spend like the Cleveland Browns, you don't think they might be having a parade around here instead of having press conferences where they try to say we don't ever need to change anything, even though we don't win?
As I told you before, I would rather see them spend, and I do think what they say is BS. But the last 2 years in the playoffs, it wasn't Eric's fault that they lost in the playoffs. They beat themselves. So, like, there still could have been... They lost a plot against Kansas City, and they turned the ball over multiple times against Buffalo. If they play a clean game against Buffalo, they win them. They beat them by two scores.
Maybe if they had better players, maybe if they had a true closer.
They had Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews.
How many times did they turn the Chiefs over? How many times did they turn the Chiefs over? How many times did they turn the Bills over?
That year, they forced the most turnovers in football that year.
Yeah.
And didn't force a turnover.
So wait, you're telling me that Steve Bisciotti...
I'm telling you, I'm not taking Haslam over
Bisciotti. It's not taking him over him. It's... This is a ranking of commitment.
I think he should be committed. I don't think he's committed like that. That with Haslam, I have trouble getting over that line.
Stan Kroenke's more committed.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Ziggy Wolf in Minnesota, to me, is more committed. I can even argue Stephen Ross is more committed. Miami. I mean, he's routinely made guys highest paid players.
He did try to cheat to get Tom Brady.
Yes. He was willing to do that.
Yes.
They did the cheetah thing. I mean, the cheetah's washed up now. Yeah. He wasn't when they got him.
Yeah.
Should he have paid Tua that much? That's just football people to decide, but he's willing.
Yes.
They went through less of a struggle with Tua coming off all those concussions, spending the money, than these guys went with the greatest player in the freaking league.
So far, the only one I'll argue is Jimmy Haslam.
I think the guy in Washington is going to. I mean, I think
this is a big offseason.
Yeah,
I think that
he's got payroll flexibility.
I think he's got the chance, and I put Houston ahead of them. Houston paid a guy $12 million so that they could trade him, and then they made an amazing trade for him.
Yeah.
Nick Caserio's getting everything he wanted. Everybody I heard came on this radio station last year and said the Houston Texans won the offseason.
Yeah, but
he's a bobo.
Yeah,
he's
spent 2 years laughing at that guy.
That's fine. Were they committed? If Steve went for it last year, like they went for it, would we be talking about Mark Andrews dropping a ball? Or would they have smoked the Buffalo Bills anyway if they weren't 27th in the league in spending?
So give me the list again.
I'm going Philadelphia, Kansas City, Buffalo, Houston, Green Bay, San Francisco, Rams, Minnesota, and Miami for sure. I would say Cleveland, and I think Washington is on that trajectory. So this guy, like I said, maybe barely in the top 10, right? Because he was like the fifth or sixth highest graded owner.
Yeah, players
and
love
I'm
him.
Like, I'd probably put him between 10 and 12.
Yeah.
And then I went and did the exercise.
Yeah, but,
and that's exactly where I feel.
But yeah,
and if he was a top 5 most committed owner, if he gave Howie Roseman, or he gave Eric DaCosta the kind of runway that Howie Roseman gets to spend, if he could have spent $60 million more last year, you think maybe they play at least one more football game? And what's that worth? At a time when you're getting $600 million from the government?
Yeah.
From
taxpayers.
You tell me if he's
from
a top 10 owner. You tell me if he's a top 10 owner.
They did give 20, Jason.
Yeah, they flexed on it, too.
To get another 55.
Bone, they flexed on it.
They did.
Yeah, they like,
which was an interesting.
Yeah, interesting flex.
Yeah, and they took a victory lap on their
that's why I said they flexed on it,
And the state's at a $3 billion deficit.
Yeah, Westmore's got to cut his education budget, but look what we just did.
That was
an interesting.
That was a fun exercise. And for most of them, I'm with you, Jason. I can't get over the Jimmy Haslam Mountain, but I'm with you for the most part. I can't get over the Jimmy Haslam Mountain. Coming up next, You mentioned Howie Roseman. How about we hear from Howie? He spoke at the Combine earlier this week. Talks about the salary cap, his roster, extensions, and Myles Garrett. We hear from Howie Roseman next here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.